I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today, we celebrate spring. I'll begin with a poem called Spring by Christina Rossetti. Frost-locked all the winter. Seeds and roots and stones of fruits, what shall make their sap ascend that they may put forth shoots? Tips of tender green, leaf or blade or sheath, telling of the hidden life that breaks forth underneath. Blows the thaw wind pleasantly, drips the soaking rain. By fits looks down the waking sun, young grass springs on the plain. Young leaves clothe early hedgerow trees. Seeds and roots and stones of fruits, swollen with sap, put forth their shoots. Curl-headed ferns spout in the lane, birds sing and pair again. There is no time like spring, when life's alive in everything. Before new nestlings sing, before cleft swallows speed their journey back along the trackless track, God guides their wing. He spreads their table that they nothing lack, before the daisy grows a common flower, before the sun has power to scorch the world up in his noontime hour. There is no time like spring that passes by. There is no life like spring life born nearby, piercing the sod, clothing the uncouth clod, hatched in the nest, fledged on the windy bough, strong on the wing. There is no time like spring that passes by, now newly born and now nearby. This poem is called Today by Billy Collins. If ever there were a spring day so perfect, so uplifted by a warm intermittent breeze that it made you want to throw open all the windows in the house and unlatch the door to the canary's cage, indeed, rip the little door from its jamb, a day when the cool brick paths and the garden bursting with peonies seemed so etched in the sunlight that you felt like taking a hammer to the glass paperweight on the living room table, releasing its inhabitants from their snow-covered cottage so they could walk out, holding hands and squinting, into this larger dome of blue and white. Well, today is just that kind of day. Lines written in early spring by William Wordsworth. I heard a thousand blended notes while in a grove I sat reclined, in that sweet mood when pleasant thoughts bring sad thoughts to the mind. To her fair works did nature link the human soul that through me ran, and much of it grieved my heart to think what man has made of man. Through primrose tufts in that green bower, the periwinkle trailed its wreaths, and 'tis my faith that every flower enjoys the air it breathes. The birds around me hopped and played, their thoughts I cannot measure, but the least motion which they made, it seemed a thrill of pleasure. The budding twigs spread out their fan to catch the breezy air, and I must think, do all I can, that there was pleasure there. If this belief from heaven be sent, if such be nature's holy plan, have I not reason to lament what man has made of man? The Thrush by Edward Thomas. When winter's ahead, what can you read in November that you read in April when winter's dead? I hear the thrush, and I see him alone at the end of the lane, near the bare poplar's tip, singing continuously. Is it more you know that, even as in April, so in November, winter is gone that must go? Or is all your lore not to call November November, and April April, and winter winter, no more? But I know the months all, and their sweet names, April, May, and June, and October. As you call and call, I must remember what died into April, and consider what will be born of a fair November. And April I love for what it was born of, and November for what it will die in. And they are what they are not. While you love what is kind, what you can sing in and love and forget in all that's ahead and behind. Sonnet 98 by William Shakespeare. From you have I been absent in the spring, when proud-pied April, dressed in all his trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything, that heavy Saturn laughed and leaped with him. Yet nor the lays of birds, nor the sweet smell of different flowers in odor and in hue, could make me any summer's story tell, or from their proud lap pluck them where they grew. Nor did I wonder at the lily's white, nor praise the deep vermilion in the rose. They were but sweet, but figures of delight drawn after you. You pattern all of those. Yet seemed it winter still with you away, as with your shadow I with these did play. Young Lambs by John Clare. The spring is coming by many a sign. The trays are up, the hedges broken down that fence the haystack, and the remnant shines like some old antique fragment weathered brown. And where the suns peep in every sheltered place, the little early buttercups unfold a glittering star or two, till many trace the edges of the blackthorn clumps in gold. And then a little lamb bolts up behind the hill and wags his tail to meet the yoe. And then another, sheltered from the wind, lies all his length as dead and lets me go close by and never moves, but baking lies, with legs stretched out, as though he could not rise. The Enkindled Spring by D.H. Lawrence. This spring, as it comes, bursts up in bonfires green, wild puffing of emerald trees and flame-filled bushes, thorn blossom lifting in wreaths of smoke between where the wood fumes up and the watery flickering rushes. I am amazed at spring, this conflagration of green fires lit on the soil of the earth, this blaze of growing and sparks that puff in wild gyration, faces of people streaming across my gaze. And I, what fountain of fire am I among this leaping combustion of spring? My spirit is tossed about like a shadow buffeted in the throng of flames, a shadow that's gone astray and is lost. I Watched a Blackbird by Thomas Hardy. I watched a blackbird on a budding sycamore one Easter day, when sap was stirring twigs to the core. I saw his tongue and crocus-colored bill parting and closing as he turned his trill. Then he flew down, seized on a stem of hay, and upped to where his building scheme was underway, as if so sure a better nest was never shaped, on spray. This poem, called Home Thoughts from Abroad, by Robert Browning, when he was living in Italy, is my very favorite of all springtime poems. Oh, to be in England, now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England sees some morning, unaware, that the lowest boughs and the brushwood sheaf round the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf, while the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough in England now. And after April, when May follows, and the whitethroat builds, and all the swallows, hark, where my blossomed pear tree in the hedge leans to the field and scatters on the clover blossoms and dewdrops at the bent spray's edge. That's the wise thrush. He sings every song twice over, lest you should think he never could recapture the first fine careless rapture. And though the fields look rough with hoary dew, all will be gay when noontide wakes anew. The buttercups, the little children's dower, far brighter than this gaudy melon flower. Daisy Time by Marjorie Pickthall. See, the grass is full of stars, fallen in their brightness. Hearts they have of shining gold, rays of shining whiteness. Buttercups have honeyed hearts. Bees, they love the clover. But I love the daisies dance all the meadow over. Blow, oh, blow, you happy winds, singing summer's praises, up the field and down the field, a-dancing with the daisies. This poem is called More Than Enough by Marge Piercy. The first lily of spring opens its red mouth all over the sand road where we walk. Multiflora rose climbs trees, cascading white or pink blossoms, simple, intense, the scene drifting like colored mist. The arrowhead is spreading its creamy clumps of flower, and the blackberries are blooming in the thickets. Season of joy for the bee. The green will never again be so green, so purely and lushly new, grass lifting its wheaty seed heads into the wind. Rich, fresh wine of spring. We stagger into you smeared with pollen, overcome as the turtle laying her eggs in the roadside stand. Spring, the Sweet Spring by Thomas Nash. Spring, the sweet spring, is the year's pleasant king. Then blooms each thing, then maids dance in a ring. Cold doth not sting, the pretty birds do sing. Cuckoo, jug-jug, poo-wee, to-wit-a-woo. The palm and may make country houses gay. Lambs frisk and play. The shepherd's pipe all day, and we hear aye birds tune this merry lay, cuckoo, chug chug, poo wee, to witoo woo. The fields breathe sweet, the daisies kiss our feet, young lovers meet, old wives a sunning sit, in every street. These tunes with our ears do greet. Cuckoo, chug-chug, poo-wee, to-wit-to-woo. Spring, the sweet spring. The next poem is called Light Exists in Spring by Emily Dickinson. And I'm blessed enough to have just returned from Amherst, Massachusetts, where I toured her home and saw her desk sat right in front of a window where she watched the seasons come and go. It's absolutely beautiful. If you ever get a chance to visit, you have a wonderful feeling of the poet as soon as you walk in. Light exists in spring. A light exists in spring, not present on the year at any other period. When April's scarcely here, a color stands abroad on solitary fields that science cannot overtake, but human nature feels. It waits upon the lawn, it shows the furthest tree. Upon the furthest slope, you know, it almost speaks to me. Then as horizons step or noons report away, without the formula of sound, it passes and we stay. A quality of loss, affecting our content, as trade had suddenly encroached upon a sacrament. The next poem is called Spring by William Blake. Sound the flute, now it's mute. Birds delight, day and night. Nightingale in the dale, lark in sky. Merrily, merrily, to welcome in the spring. Little boy, full of joy. Little girl, sweet and small. Cock does crow, so do you. Merry voice, infant noise. Merrily, merrily, to welcome in the spring. Little lamb, here I am. Come and nuzzle my white neck. Let me pull your soft wool. Let me kiss your soft face. Merrily, merrily, we welcome in the spring. All the World's Alive Again by Jennifer Gunner. The rabbit hops its gentle step. The lark sings lyric songs. All the world's alive again. Spring rights the winter wrongs. Mother hen protects her chicks. White blossoms are in bloom. All the world's alive again. No snowy clouds to loom. A kitten chirps her tiny mew. The child blinks his eyes. For all the world's alive again, a new world crystallized. When April Comes by Verna Sheard. When April comes with softly shining eyes and daffodils bound in her wind-blown hair, oh, she will coax all clouds out the skies, and every day will bring some sweet surprise. The swallows will come swinging through the air when April comes. When April comes with tender smile and tear, dear dandelions will gild the common ways, and at the break of morning we will hear the piping of the robins crystal clear, while bobolinks will whistle through the days when April comes. When April comes, the world so wise and old will half forget that it is worn and gray. Winter will seem but as a tale long told, its bitter winds with all its frost and cold will be the bygone things of yesterday when April comes. And now it's spring by L.H. Theaker. The grass is green across the hill, but yellow blooms the daffodil. It's sunshine on a little stalk, a friendly flower. I bet they talk. Of little kids too long inside, they burst outdoors to play and hide, tracking mud and bringing bugs. Look, There's footprints on the rugs. Tiny whirlwinds, these little tykes. They skin their knees while riding bikes. They rip and roar, they're running wild. What fun it is to be a child. It grows warmer every day. Shoo the children out to play. Pick the flowers, play in the mud. Too much rain, here comes a flood. My snowy, wintry days are gone. I mourn them, but I hear a song of birds and trees. Wind chimes ring. I guess it might as well be spring. Nature's Way by Heidi Campbell. Upon a nice mid-spring day, let's take a look at nature's way. Breathe the scent of nice, fresh air. Feel the breeze within your hair. The grass will poke between your toes. Smell the flowers with your nose. Clouds form shapes within the skies, and light will glisten from your eyes. Hear the buzzing of the bees. Climb the tallest willow trees. Look across the meadow way, and you shall see a young deer play. Pick the daisies as they grow. Watch a gentle cold stream flow. Know the sounds of water splash. Catch its glimmer in a flash. When all together all seems sound, lay yourself upon the ground. Take a moment to inhale and listen to nature tell her tale. It Must Be Spring by May Fenn. Hush! Can you hear it? The rustling in the grass, bringing you the welcome news that winter's day is past. Soft! Can you feel it? The warm, caressing breeze, telling you the sticky buds are bursting on the trees. Look, can you find them? The primrose in the lane. Now you must believe it. Spring is here again. Spring by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Nothing is so beautiful as spring. When weeds and wheels shoot long and lovely and lush. Thrush's eggs look little, low heavens, and thrush through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring. The ear strikes it like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms, they brush the descending blue. That blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs, too, have fair their fling. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning in Eden Garden. Have it, get, before it cloy, before it cloud Christ, Lord, with sour sinning, innocent mind, and May Day in girl and boy. Most, O maid's child, thy choice, and worth the winning, spring. Tulips by A.E. Stallings. The tulips make me want to paint. Something about the way they drop their petals on the tabletop and do not wilt so much as faint. Something about their burnt-out hearts, something about their pallid stems wearing decay like diadems, parading finishes like starts. Something about the way they twist as if to catch the last applause and drink the moment through long straws. And how tomorrow they'll be missed. The way they're somehow getting clearer. The tulips make me want to see. The tulips make the other me. The backwards one who's in the mirror. The one who can't tell left from right. Glance now over the wrong shoulder to watch them get a little older and give themselves up to the light. Thank you for listening to Poets' Corner today as we salute it spring. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, and we'll leave you with a little song about spring.
Shades of night are creeping, willow trees are weeping, old folks and babies are sleeping. Silver stars are gleaming, all alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear. So tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.